Kitchen.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with the Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Django Unchained, the first Quentin Tarantino movie to hit theaters in China. But he did have to make a few changes to the movie first before it was approved. Apparently, Chinese audiences don't like the blood and gore so much, so he had to go back and adjust the, quote, vibrant hue and explosive splatter in some of the more violent scenes to get the okay.
Number 4.
TMZ has announced that MTV is canceling Buck Wild. They've already filmed 4 episodes of season 2, but those are not going to see the light of day. However, MTV is expected to air a Buck Wild special taped 2 months ago. Now, the network did not give the cast and crew a specific reason for the cancellation, but it was just over a week ago that one of the more popular cast members, Shane Gandy, died from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Number 3.
Alec Baldwin just finished up a successful run on 30 Rock. And after he's done with his Broadway run in The Orphans, he'll be looking for his next gig. He would like to stay in New York City, and he thinks he's come up with a great idea. Why not host a late-night talk show? Everybody's doing it. And he thinks he'd be perfect to take over for Carson Daly in his late, late-night time slot for Last Call.
Number 2.
Kris Jenner filled in for Chelsea Handler on Chelsea lately. Had her 3 oldest daughters sitting on the panel, too. And when the subject of Amanda Bynes came up and her crazy behavior, Kim said, "Am I the only one obsessed with her new makeover? I think she looks amazing with the blonde hair and those nails." Amanda apparently heard about the compliments and tweeted, "I love the beautiful Kardashian sisters."
Number 1.
Lindsay Lohan, a guest on The Late Show with David Letterman last night promoting Scary Movie 5. Of course, Dave did give her a little grief about her upcoming trip to rehab. Then Dave got real serious, talked about how he was afraid she would never come on his show again because all of the jokes. He said, "Yet you have enough spine, enough sense of self, enough poise to come out here and talk to me." Lindsay was moved to tears. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.